It's Coast 93.1. Good morning, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Ooh, I do sound bad.
You do sound bad. I want to give you a big hug.
I got to warm up my voice. Don't do that.
Well, I mean, look, when you go down, I go down.
Oh, let me clarify.
Negative.
I don't have COVID. I got a test yesterday, and it's just a cold and a little throat infection, so they put me on antibiotics. But I was determined. I was like, I got to get a COVID test.
Yes.
I can't go. Not only, you know, I can't come in here because Kelly and I don't wear masks.
Right.
So we're basically in a hermetically sealed COVID transfer station.
Yes, we are. Thank
you.
Yes.
So I can't do that, A. And then B, I can't go on the radio sounding like crap and say, well, I don't know, but, you know, crossing my fingers that it's just a cold.
Yeah.
Because this Delta variant, they said the symptoms mimic cold symptoms, and you really have to be, you know, vigilant about getting tested. But it's hard to find a test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, let me clarify that here's my work wife over here praying that I have COVID.
Okay, well, I didn't know you were going to say that out loud.
I say,
some
guess what, no COVID. I text her yesterday, and then she goes, oh, damn it. I'm like, excuse me.
Okay, let me clarify for everyone who's angry right now, the angry mob that's coming after me.
Well, you know.
I don't want you to have COVID, but I kind of want you to have a mild case. Listen, here's the deal. You know, a few days off, a few days working from home, okay? I don't want you to, like, really, like, get... I don't want you to be ill, but I sound
terrible.
That
was the response. I said, no COVID, exclamation point, and I get, ugh.
Well, okay.
It was, like, the same response when I say, why don't you have a romantic night with Jay?
Ew.
Ugh.
Gross. I don't ever want you not to feel good, but I mean, you know... Having a couple days off unexpectedly, and then we are all okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, the reason I got tested is not just to do the right thing, but it's because I'm not worried about getting COVID myself. I'm worried about giving somebody else COVID,
yeah,
but then has a hard time. You know?
That's how I felt last week when I got tested. Look, you and I have both been tested in the past, like, 4 days. We're good.
We're good.
Yep.
Negative.
Yeah.
So I go get the test 2 hours later, by the way.
I know. Mine was a lot.
Ugh. Well, and then, of course, they do the test. So it was at one of the urgent cares, right?
Yeah.
And it was a walk-in one. And
oh, so you couldn't make an appointment?
No.
Okay.
Right now, if you want to get a test, you have to plan to get the test tomorrow.
Yes.
And go in the morning.
And
which
still
obviously
wait.
I can't do because we got to do the show.
Right.
You know, yeah, could I take a morning off? Yeah. You know, if I really felt, you know, crappy last night and I couldn't get a test, I probably would have had to take the day off and done the show, you know, from home or something.
Yeah.
Have Kelly run the board, you know.
God, that was... See, as soon as I was like, oh, I wish that I was like, ooh, I don't know if he's going to pull a rabbit out of his hat and be get in there, sister.
Well, right, because then even though you're... I think because you'd be a close contact, you would have to...
Well, that's my whole thing. Of course I'm a close contact.
Right, so that's why she's wishing for me to get COVID.
I was just laying on top of you the other day.
Oh,
I'm a close contact,
it was for a
baby.
Promo video, by the way.
Oh, sure. Call it a promo video.
Okay, you're weird.
That's what the kids call it.
Just making me uncomfortable. So anyway, so I go to the urgent care. And, you know, you got to sign up. Check in. Okay, 2 hours. So I'm like, okay. So I come back. And then I get back. I'm waiting in the waiting room. And then... They bring me in the back. I was in the back for like an hour.
Yeah.
Because they did the test and they tested me for strep. That was negative. They tested me for COVID. That was negative. And they just said, you know, we're going to put you on some amoxicillin anyway because your throat looks pretty red. So
I love when they give me that stuff.
I was like, yes.
I'm like, give me it all.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. And then the woman comes back in. Oh, yeah. By the way, she's got a whole thing going on. I learned her whole life story.
Oh.
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
her pets are dying. Yeah.
Oh, no.
We'll get to that in a second.
Oh no.
But so she does the swab in the nose, right?
Yeah, they go all the way back, right? But not too
no,
far.
No. So just the nostrils, and then she goes in the back, and then a little while later she comes back and she says, "Well, the provider's going to come in."
Oh.
And say that your strep is negative. We're going to redo the COVID test just because we had to recalibrate the machine, and I just want to make sure that there's no chance that I'm messing it up. And I was like, oh, great. Okay,
oh,
I'll just hang here longer, you know?
Nothing else to do.
So then she goes in, she comes back. And in the meantime, I learn about her whole pet situation. Okay?
Oh, God.
So she lost her dog, Jack Russell. He was 14, right?
Oh.
Then the other dog had a bleeding issue.
Okay.
So that was at the vet. And that was all within. And she's going, you know, when you get a pet, don't get all pets that are the same age, because then you end up losing them at the same time.
And that's a good point. That's a great point.
Then she's got a cat who had adrenal cancer. She lost the cat.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I got the whole story. Wow. And then she goes, but my bunny is sick, too. And I was like, oh, God, no, the bunny?
Oh, my God.
We got two dogs. We got a cat. We got a bunny.
I'd start taking her personal information. But the bunny's doing better.
And I was like, okay, that's good. And then she shows me a picture of the bunny, and I'm just like, can we just run that test? You know?
Yeah, right.
But she was really sweet, and then I saw the picture of the bunny, and then...
Yeah.
It's a girl bunny.
Okay.
Although they didn't want to, you know, force a gender on the bunny, so they have neutral shaving colors.
Oh.
Because there were some pink shavings. I was like, this looks like an Easter basket. Oh. This whole conversation. Right?
Maybe all those pets are getting sick by the pink shavings. I don't know.
Could be. There could be a dye. Okay. It could be a dye issue or something. Okay. I don't know. But so then she came back and she was like, yep, you're negative. And
isn't that the scariest moment when they walk in and they have the results, but they haven't? It's like 3 seconds, right?
And they avoid eye contact.
Yes,
I'm like, why are you avoiding eye contact?
She walked in and went and got the stool. And I was like, why are you getting the stool?
Right.
And I looked at her. I was like, will you tell me? She's like, negative. I'm like, that's what you should walk in with.
Right.
Like, don't hold that in.
It should be like a party. Like, you're negative. Well, you know what was a weird thought? Was I'm thinking I'm in there. Yeah. And all for the most part, they're doing COVID testing because that's the only place you can get a test right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could go to Walgreens and CVS and everything, but you usually have to make an appointment for like 2-3 days later.
Correct. Yeah.
You can't get a same day appointment. So I was thinking about it and I was like, okay, yes, I'm negative, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a good chance there's someone else with COVID in here.
Yeah.
And everyone's wearing masks and everything, and it didn't bother me in the least. And I thought, think back to a year ago.
Oh.
If I knew I was in a place with someone who had COVID, I would have been like, screw it, I'm out.
I canceled all doctor's appointments.
Right, because we were so afraid of it. And now it's just a part of life.
Right.
So we're just go, oh, okay, well, because we know now that the masks really do protect you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the vaccines really do protect you.
Yeah.
You know? Like, believe me, I tried to get COVID. I went to the trampoline park and the ropes course.
Well, and when you went,
and after all that effort for Kelly, so she could take a couple of days at home.
Nothing.
Negative.
Oh, how dare I?